I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The Kentucky Wildcats take on the Wofford Terriers this afternoon in Jacksonville, Florida, with a trip to Kansas City on the line. The Big Blue crushed Abilene Christian in their tourney opener, while Wofford used their sharpshooting prowess to take down Seton Hall. Will they be able to do that against the Wildcats? Well, it's scouting report time, and joining me once again, as he has all season long, is LEX 18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. Hello again, Keith.
Hey there, Alan.
Well, we're not going to have P.J. Washington down low again.
Yeah, and I know all the fans want to see him out there. I mean, heck, P.J. wants to be out there. But I really think that Coach Calipari is doing right by the kid here. I think he really doesn't want to risk his future in the NBA. So because of that sprained foot, he's keeping him out. They believe they can win these first two games without him. And, you know, I mean, that's better said than done. You still got to play the game, but they believe they can move on, and if they can do that, then he gets a couple extra days to rest up, heal, and then go to Kansas City and play.
All right, this is not going to be an easy game for the UK defense, especially in stopping Fletcher McGee. Who is he, and why is he so important?
Well, he is the most prolific three-point shooter in NCAA history. So that's, basically in a nutshell, who Fletcher is. And that means you better be guarding him. Don't let him catch and shoot. Don't let him dribble and shoot. He doesn't need much time just from watching him in that first game in the tournament. Boy, he gets rid of it in a hurry, and it is right on and usually all net. So what's the one thing Kentucky had troubles with, especially early in the season? It was the fact that they couldn't guard the three-point line. And so hopefully with it being just the one player, I mean, they've got some guys that can knock down shots, but if you can stop him, I think you can stop Wofford.
Do you have any idea who might draw the assignment of trying to stop Fletcher McGee?
I mean, if it were me, I think I would go with Ashton Hagans right off the bat to try and contain him. He really tends to really stick to a player. It makes it tough on him just to catch it. So I know that takes him away from guarding maybe the point guard. But I think if he can be on Fletcher and keep him from catching it in the first place, that would help.
All right, and Kentucky is not a great three-point shooting team, and this defense, the Wofford defense, they like to pack the lane and stop you from driving the ball. So that doesn't, on paper, look like that could be a good matchup for Kentucky.
Well, and they're going to want to do that anyway because they don't have very many guys that are that tall, and now all of a sudden they've got to contend with what is a three-headed monster with EJ and Nick and Reed Travis. So, you know, they're already going to be trying to keep those guys from catching it down low, something Abilene Christian couldn't do. And yeah, you're right. I think Kentucky's going to have to knock down some shots. They've gotten better from the three-point line as the season has gone on. Even Ashton Hagans has hit some of those. So I believe, you know, Kentucky could be okay in that situation.
All right, so they have to get by Wofford in order to get to Kansas City, where they might meet Houston or some other tough team.
Yeah, exactly. This is not going to be, I mean, we've already talked about how tough this bracket is, this regional part of the bracket is for Kentucky. And so, yeah, you just want to live another day. You want to play another good 40 minutes. That's what they'll try and do against Wofford today. And then you start taking your chances on the next stop of a two-game set in Kansas City. You know, and you're right, it's going to be a tough game no matter who they draw.
Well, that is all the time that we have on today's Scouting Report. Our guest has been LEX 18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. And if the Cats win, we'll be talking to you next week.
Sounds good, Al.